He's from Eunice, Louisiana. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, which is right outside of Lafayette. And LeVar, great size, 6'4". You know, his weight somewhere around 270. Actually, at the combine, he was 277. And he brought it back down to 268 at this pro day. Very athletic guy. He's got a combination of strength and athletic ability. We could do a variety of things with him. Now, when you looked at him at LSU, you may saw some of the numbers were a little bit down, and in my opinion, I thought we benefited from having Mingo over there and then Sam Montgomery. Now, we're able to benefit because these guys are the guy. They're going out there, and they're getting all the production. They're going high in the draft. Well, this is the third guy, so it's almost like you would assume, because the numbers don't compare to those guys, that we got a lesser player. And that's absolutely false. You know, we've got a guy here that if he were playing for another team, maybe with a little bit less talent at defensive end, this guy would play a lot more. His numbers would be up. This guy would have gone much higher in this draft. So I think we're absolutely thrilled to get a guy with this kind of skill set where we got him. Again, athletic, ability to rush the passer, also size and strength to contribute on rundowns. So absolutely thrilled to get LeVar.
How does he fit in your room, and how you like
him? The thing that I like about him, like John mentioned, well, he was the third guy, but at times I think, you know, he would have been a starter if, you know, injuries or whatever. I think what he fits for us is that, see him as a base end on playing first and second down, and if need, he can also help us inside. The thing is, he's a straight line, solid. I think he's a straight line, fast guy. I think he's solid. He can hold a point of attack. And he's a guy I watched while at the Senior Bowl a lot and just paid attention. You can see some of the twos and that we are able to, we can build on there. We always want more. We always want more, but sometimes we're going to demand more out of him. And I think he'll give us what we want here.
Good with his hands?
The guy's got 35.5-inch arms, so the length is really impressive when you look at this. Again, from a scout standpoint, he's kind of a dream. You get a 6'4" guy in the 270s with 35.5-inch arms that worked out the way he did at the combine, so physically he's gifted.
And much, I guess he fits the mold of the kind of guys you're looking for, kind of a sturdier, bigger type end, as opposed to maybe –
Yeah, because we feel he'll be in that 280 range in that area, but he's a good athlete. He runs well, chases well. He's very sudden. He attacks line, scrimmage well with his hands. John mentioned his length of his arms. That makes a difference with getting his hands in and jarring the tackle, jarring the tight ends. You see that a lot on tape when you watch him play, with a lot of energy. So in that attacking energy of what we're looking for, he's not sitting and reading, waiting for something to happen. We feel he'll push the tight end back. He'll push, be the tackle, an all day sucker for the tackle. So. Just a good worker and someone we've talked about yesterday and then this morning, and one of the guys that would fit at that spot, you know, that could play that defensive end spot for us on the tight end side. So, like we said, we're happy he was there, and he's obviously very excited and looking forward to having him in.
You got a guy at 142. Did you have a grade on potentially fourth round or early, or where was he on your board?
About where were you? I think he was pretty much in the area we took him. But I mean, that the whole thing, I think when you get to the rounds, when you get in that fourth and fifth round, now I think you start looking at some needs creeps in there of guys you want to have. But he was a guy that, again, we were talking about if he's there, hoping he'd be there. We could wait to the fifth to get him where we did. So that part worked out well for us as far as that goes and how the board ended up shaping up. But, again, like I said, he fits a need that we have here.
Tracy. Did you play Morgan and Wimbley maybe more snaps than you wanted last year? And would you like to sort of create a similar kind of rotation to what LSU was able to do with?
Oh, well, no doubt you would like to create more of a rotation. But I think some point in time, we also know that we have to give them a break. But we're also looking to create – we need football players. This is a football game, and I feel like this guy's a football player and that he can do many things for us. And then as we start, you know, as we go along, we can go into saying, hey, we can go to a specialty guy of that nature. But this guy, I feel like, can play football on hopefully all downs. If something should happen, he can come in and be a good substitute and things of that nature, but I see him as a football player and plays with effort.
The fact, too, that he played on both sides of the line, I mean, is that a skill that maybe a lot of guys don't come into the NFL with?
Or? Well, a lot of times you don't, but some guys end up, that's, again, he's a guy that played left, right. Also, he played inside at the three technique, so he played all the positions there. Now, the thing is, like we said earlier, is that we don't see all the numbers, we don't see all the production because we watched all the rounds, but this guy was a big contributor for them, which was a good college football team.
Production per snap, though, mm-hmm. I mean, is that kind of, would you just say those numbers are good, though?
Right.
Yeah. When he was on the field, he was definitely contributing.